the teardown of all the tents and structure built for the NFL draft continues. There's a possibility that the draft could return to Philadelphia for another round of picks. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the city's chief executive would sign off on a replay in an instant.
Mayor Jim Kenney says if the NFL wants to exercise this option for another NFL draft here next year, the city is willing to take on the massive event again.
It was a great event. I mean, if we're offered it, yes.
Kenney says fans were well behaved for the most part.
Everyone got along. Everyone had a good time. There were some good intention ribbing that went on back and forth, but everybody seemed to really enjoy each other's company, and it was a very family-friendly event. Lots of grandparents and grandkids and moms and dads, and everybody was being active and healthy and running the 40-yard dash and throwing footballs and kicking field goals, and it was just a wonderful event.
Philadelphia Eagles broadcaster Merrill Reese says he was impressed by the show and festival that went with the draft.
Oh, I thought it was electric. The crowd was so into it. They showed that this is one of the most passionate fan bases in the entire country. They love NFL football. They were excited to have the draft here. And I thought it was just an enormously successful event.
SEPTA reports ridership on the subways was up 7% from April 27th through the 29th, compared to the same days the year before when it was just the Penn Relays taking place. And if the people in the neighborhoods around the parkway who referred to it as NFL hell through the process thought this was the end, it's not going to be better anytime soon. Jay-Z's announced he'll be the headliner for the Made in America concert for Labor Day weekend. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.